see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Oh, poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
Rick Nelson, local news, timeless hits. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The president has issued a proclamation banning travel to the U.S. from a dozen different nations.
We will not allow people to enter our country who wish to do us harm.
We have team coverage beginning with CBS's Jared Hill.
President Donald Trump cited last weekend's fiery attack in Boulder, Colorado, as the reason he's blocking people from more than a dozen countries from entering the U.S. The suspect in that case, an Egyptian national who overstayed his visa, but Egypt is not among the list of 12 countries from which the president has fully banned travel, nor the seven countries with partial travel restriction.
I'm Michael Wallace. There are some exceptions to President Trump's travel ban. Dual citizens who have citizenship in America and one of the banned countries will still be allowed into the U.S. So will green card holders, immigrants who seek visas through American relatives, refugees who have been granted asylum, Iranians fleeing religious persecution, and Afghans who helped the U.S. during the war.
A judge has temporarily blocked the administration from deporting the family of the accused Boulder, Colorado firebomb attacker, Mohammed Soleiman. CBS's Anna Schechter says he is due in court today.
The state charges, and there are dozens of them, including counts of attempted murder. Those charges will be formalized at that hearing.
Officials now say 15 people were injured in the attack, along with a dog. The Israeli Defense Forces says it's recovered the bodies of two American-Israeli hostages. Judy Weinstein Haggai and Gad Haggai were killed at a kibbutz on October 7th, 2023, the BBC's Barbara Plett Usher.
They had been walking early in the morning on that day of the attack and were murdered at that time, and then their bodies were taken into Gaza.
The bodies of two other American Israelis are still believed to be in Gaza. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a one-year-old child, his mother and grandmother, were among at least five people killed today in a Russian drone strike that hit the city of Prilucky, east of Kyiv. It comes a day after President Trump says Russian President Putin told him during a phone call he plans to respond to Ukraine's drone strike on Russian air bases. Correspondent Charlie Daggett.
No surprise, to the Ukrainians anyway, that Putin will retaliate. But, you know, there is a positive takeaway, I suppose, in the fact that Trump and Putin are talking.
A consumer giant says it's reorganizing to create a better work structure. Procter & Gamble, maker of Tide, Pampers, plans to cut about 15% of its non-manufacturing workforce around the world. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Another day with an air quality alert. It runs through midday today with warnings still out for those susceptible to breathing issues. While it's not great here, it's worse where the smoke is coming from. Almost 30,000 Canadians have had to flee their homes as wildfires run rampant. The air quality maps show parts of eastern and southern Wisconsin as having some of the worst conditions among areas tested across the globe. One person was injured and a bunch of Amazon packages were delayed after a three-car crash in Racine County yesterday. It happened on 11 in the town of Dover, with one person treated for injuries not life-threatening. One of the cars involved was full of packages being delivered. Kansasville Fire and Rescue were the first on the scene. An investigation into what happened is ongoing. It's not every day that highway workers find themselves in the middle of a furry rescue mission. That's what happened to four Kenosha County employees at Fox River Park last week. One patrol worker spotted two baby kittens crawling out of an old log after it was loaded into a dump truck. The crew was there doing a firewood cleanup operation. After an unsuccessful search for the mother cat, other workers brought the kittens to the county center. They were eventually picked up by a local volunteer who cares for orphaned animals. Invasive plants are crowding out the native ones at Racine's Colonial Park. That's why the city is looking for volunteers that can help fight back. Three upcoming volunteer days have been set up. The first is this Saturday. Volunteers wanting to help should park at the Steelhead facility near Dominic Drive. There'll be a crew there gathering at 9. There are additional sessions planned for the 14th and the 21st. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting, hands-on adventure with life-size dinos. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily through October 5th. Learn more at MilwaukeeZoo.org.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the day off before opening a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the San Diego Padres. The Brewers beating the Reds yesterday 9-1 at Great American Ballpark thanks to home runs from Jackson Churio, Isaac Collins, and Daz Cameron, whose father Mike played for the crew in 2009. What has Daz learned from his dad?
Stay within the moment and understand that there are going to be times where we're going to win. Sometimes we're going to, days we're going to lose, and just continue to, you know, be prepared.
NFL, the Packers center Elgton Jenkins has been holding out for a new contract. What about Zach Tom, the starting right tackle? Asked why he's reported to OTAs.
I don't really think it'll do me any good to sit out. You know, I'm trying not to worry about the contract situation. I'm just trying to do, you know, do what's best for the team. And being here with the guys, I think that's worth a lot more than the contract situation will take care of itself.
That's Packers right tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly to mostly cloudy by a little later this afternoon. Our high today, 67, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 65. Saturday, partly cloudy, with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
I have two daughters, 16 and 19. So my life is pretty much just pure bliss at this point. The 16-year-old thinks I'm an idiot, and the 19-year-old knows I'm an idiot. It's a progression. The one good thing about having teenagers is you can speak to them in complete sentences. When they were small, they're only going to hear the first three words you say when they're little. So you got to talk in those idiotic three-word parent sentences all day. Hey, hey, hey! Stop that now. Stop it now. I said now. Yes, you will. Yes, I will. Yes, we will. Turn it up, turn it down, turn it off, shut the door, shut the fridge, shut your face, ask your mom, go to bed, go to sleep, clean your plate, have a bath, pick it up, put it down, don't touch that. I said no, no, I said, what did I say? Say that again, I dare you. I hate you.
So true. It's 710 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Time now for our WRJN statewide text to win contest. And you can hear the special keyword at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. weekdays. Now, I want you to download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. Go to the App Store. It takes about 3 seconds to download. Look for the list of radio stations. I think there's like 75,000 that we own. Go to WRJN, click on it, and text this keyword, ROAD, R-O-A-D. That's how you spell it, right? Yeah, R-O-A-D, ROAD. Text that to me this hour. You'll be in the running for some Brewer Club-level seats. If you don't win those, you're still in the running for the vacation getaways to Door County and also the Dells. So again, download the Civic Media app, text that keyword, ROAD, to WRJN, and you'll be in the running for those prizes, all right? So do it right now. I'll remind you throughout the hour. It's 7-Eleven. Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. Kevin McDougal is here from 5K Events. You guys, the summer is coming up. Yes. This is your prime time.
It is.
Already here. We were talking about some of the weather forecasts for one of the events coming up. And I don't want to know. don't tell me. I can't take it. I got my heart. It's palpitating.
Tell me Wednesday.
My doctor said I can't deal with anxiety. Don't tell me the when. Now, some of the events are at Festival Park or indoors in Memorial Hall, too. They're indoors.
Yes.
But during the summer, a lot of them are outdoors.
We live outdoors.
So I'm looking at this giant laminated.
Yeah, we've got quite the impressive lineup of events this year. So
let's start off with coming up tomorrow, I guess, right? The Sneaker Ball?
Sneaker Ball, yes. That's a great event. That is kind of kicks off the Juneteenth celebrations here in Racine. So all the folks that are coming to Festival Hall, dressed in their best, in their finery, and then wearing their sneakers for comfort. So that's why it's called Sneaker Ball.
You know, I've seen that. I've seen weddings where the bride and groom are in tuxedos and a beautiful wedding dress, and they're wearing, Nikes.
Sure, sure.
That's okay, I guess. Yeah. You want to be comfy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Dance all night.
Okay, now one of the events that, it's not your event, but it's still on your grounds, Racine Harbor Fest, and we're going to talk about that coming up a little while at 7:35. Mm-hmm. That's huge. It's back after how many years?
The last Harbor Fest was 2007.
Well, I thought you were going to say in 1906.
No, I remember well. I was on the board of directors of that Harbor Fest. So, 2007.
Now, that's 13th and 14th.
June 13th and 14th.
Now, the Lighthouse Run is coming up. But this year, it's not going past my house. I used to put up a hose on a ladder and turn it on spritz. So it just was a mist.
Yeah, that's a great
coming
idea.
Coming down on people. And people used to stay underneath it. And one day, there was a cop across the street, pulled up in his car. And he's staring at it. I said, what's wrong? He said, what a genius idea. I'm just looking. I never saw somebody make a little shower like that.
Yeah. And Lighthouse Run has always been on Father's Day weekend. So, and that is going to coordinate with Harbor Fest in the morning, so the Lighthouse Run entrants can stay and enjoy Harbor Fest after they return from the run. The run has 10-mile competitive for men and women with cash prizes and then various levels of fun runs and things of that nature.
Now, here's something different from all the other years. Mm-hmm. Used to meet at the YMCA.
Yeah.
And the YMCA is not there anymore.
No.
It's a pile
of gradually coming down.
It's a rubble pile.
Yeah.
The Mariner, they let him hit one of the first hits with it and knock it down.
Well, this is the 47th year, so there's a lot of history with it.
Yes.
And Racine has seen a lot of changes in those 47 years. So.
I used to watch. We have a little cowbell we ring when they used to come by my house and everything. And people said, why don't you run? Well, I'm getting old. And here comes some 90-year-old guy jogging in the parade.
Yeah.
And I felt ashamed of myself.
Yeah. I'm entering the 50-yard old football player level.
I'm going into the 10-feet walk from my porch
to
the street.
I'll see you there.
Okay, now here's something brand new. And we haven't talked about this on the air yet at all because it was just finalized recently.
Yes, within the last 10 days.
And for the first time in, 30, 40 years, the Racine Concert Band won't be at the Racine Zoo this year. Nope. They're going to be at Festival Park.
Festival Park. Yeah, we're very excited. The Racine Concert Band has been a Racine institution for 103 years. And, as you said, it had been at the zoo for many, many years. But we're excited to have them have us as their new home starting on July 6th. So they'll be, and it's a free concert. And then they'll also, something a little different from the zoo, there'll be bar service and concessions available. So folks are invited to come out, enjoy the band, and, bring their lawn chairs and things of that nature, and just have a great time under the tent at Festival Park.
Now, it's free with free parking, free everything.
All
right?
That, yes.
Yeah, just stroll on in and enjoy a concert. And now, how does the rain? Now, I've been hosting the concert for about 15 years,
right.
And only once in the 15 years that I have to whisper in Mark Eichner's ear, the conductor, and say, "It's over." There was lightning in the background. He is back to it, so we didn't see it.
Sure.
And couldn't hear it.
Sure.
And he said, "It's over."
Yeah. But we'll be under our large event tent, and anybody that's been down near the grounds has seen it. You can't miss it. So we're rain or shine. So
all right, there you go.
Yeah.
No no cancellations this year.
Nope, we're going to go.
And that starts July 6th. The Racine Concert Band is now going to be at Festival Park. I know people are going to still show up at the zoo.
Most likely.
And there's nothing you can do about it. Other than I think Beth Hydorn will put a sign up.
Yeah, I'm sure she will. Yeah, and we're going to, we've been hitting it hard so far. Yeah. We've done press releases and things like that. But this is really kind of our big announcement of it to a lot of the members of your audience. I'm sure are regular attendees. And so we want to make sure that they find their way down on July 6th.
Now, let's talk about Historic Memorial Hall. And that was the site of the very first broadcast of WRJN.
Oh, amazing.
Almost 100 years ago. It's... next year will be our 100th anniversary of that broadcast on December 6th, 1926.
That's incredible.
Had a live band at live orchestra at the Memorial Hall.
Yeah.
So that thing's historic. And you've got something coming up there, Science of Reading. What's that?
Science of Reading, it is it's designed for K through 5th grade teachers, and it's just a day filled with resources and training and seminars and things like that to allow the teachers to be a little more efficient as they're teaching the youngsters how to read and different techniques and things of that nature. So that's going to be a great event too at Memorial Hall on July 10th.
Okay, we've got the big one, Salmonorama. Now this went through they called it the big fish something or a few years ago, the big whatever, and they went back to the original name, Salmonorama, because that's what everybody still called it.
Sure, sure. Well, it was the Salmonorama, the big one, as they called it. But, it's the largest fishing tournament on the Great Lakes, and we're excited to have it back here at Festival Park for its second year in its return. July 11th through the 20th. So anybody that's familiar with Salmonorama knows that there's competition in many different divisions, many different species of fish, shoreline, boat, all kinds of different categories that you can win some really amazing prizes in. Come down, enter the raffles, great music all weekend. It's just a Racine tradition that has returned to Festival Park, and we're excited to have it.
I only went fishing once in my lifetime, and it was in Salmonorama. They took the radio people out to fish, and I caught a fish. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I said, what do I do? He said, reel them in. What do you mean, reel? What am I going to do? Once I get them in, what
see
do I do?
See that round thing? Turn it.
Well, I knew that, but when I get them up, what am I supposed to do with them?
Yeah.
I never touched the fish.
No, they'll put the net under it and bring it in for you.
So they did, And I said, throw them back. I don't want to. This guy's got a family. What?
You didn't take it to Homan's and smoke it? And,
No. Meanwhile, there's some little fish. Where'd Daddy go? Oh, there's Daddy.
Oh, he's back.
Daddy comes back with a cut in his lip. I don't want to make orphans down there. Okay, pop-up craft supply sale. Now, this is also going to be at Memorial Hall.
Yeah, and it's just what it sounds like. It's kind of a day-long, marketplace filled with people that are into the crafting hobby, coming out and buying their supplies and seeing what's new in that hobby. And, that'll be at Memorial Hall on July 19th.
Boy, you have to worry about two places.
We have three, actually, if you count Festival Hall, Festival Park, and Memorial Hall.
Yeah.
So we've got three distinct venues. And, we've had days where we've had events at all three of them simultaneously. So,
man, I used to worry about running an AM and an FM combination.
Right.
All right. So that's a pop-up craft sale. The Racine Riverfest.
Yeah, Riverfest was my favorite event last year. It is a collaboration amongst all the yacht clubs along the river. Events happening all day long, not only at Festival Park, but also at 5th Street Yacht Club, Harbor Light Yacht Club, down at the Chart Room, Racine Yacht Club. So dragon boat races.
The dragon boat races.
Yeah, right there in the river. Cardboard yacht races, the duck races, and then music at, I know Harbor Light's having music. We will have music at Festival Park in the evening, along with fireworks later in the evening. So just a day of great activities on the river. There'll be a Venetian night for all the boat owners in the harbor to get involved in and decorate their boats and parade them up and down the river. That's always fun. And so it's in its second year, and it's just a great collaboration amongst all the businesses and the yacht clubs along the river.
And that's August 2nd, August 2nd.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Fiesta del Latino is coming up August 8th.
August 8th through the 10th. And it's, you know, it's a family event, and we think it's going to be probably our biggest event of the year. It celebrates all the Latin cultures here in Racine, music, traditional dance, food, everything related to that. And we're doing it in conjunction with the folks that run the North Beach Pavilion. So it's a great partnership with them, and, you know, carnival rides, just a great day. And so we're very excited to have that back. That was something that had happened at the park years ago in a different incarnation, and we're fortunate to have the partnership with Felix and Marina, or Jose and Maria, to put this together.
Also in August, August 16th, the Park Beer Czar. This is a festival park.
Yeah, this is a brand new event. This is something we're doing in conjunction with the Wisconsin Tavern League, and it's just a day to celebrate, you know, Racine's you know, bar culture. All the bars, all the top bar owners will be involved. Music, spirits, food, games, tournaments, probably a bags tournament, things of that nature. Well, a lot of things still coming together with that event, but that is going to be a first-year event for us down at the park.
I've mentioned this before. I've never had a beer in my life. I tasted it once. Yeah,
I never a full one.
No, I never. Then the taste, I never had. Yeah. Just that okay. Didn't do anything for me.
Yeah. So. Not much of a beer drinker. I like my brown liquor. That's one thing that's known about me.
I used to drink a lot of soda, and my wife mentioned to me about 9 years ago, "You're drinking too much," so I stopped all soda.
Okay.
And 2 weeks ago, I stopped all Little Debbie cakes. Oh. So I'm shutting off my life.
But which one was your favorite? I say don't sleep on the zebra cake. That's
they made the little zebra rolls. They had, you know, Swiss rolls, but they made them the zebra, and they're a little bigger.
Oh, I got to track those down.
And anything lemon. They do it for Mother's Day. They do the lemon ones.
Okay.
You know what I got for my birthday this year? My wife bought me, she bought it last March, I guess, during the Girl Scout cookie sale. 7 boxes of lemonade Girl Scout cookies. And she hid them, and she brought them out for my birthday last week and gave me all 7 boxes. I'm already through 2.
I was going to say, and you killed them in 10 minutes with a big glass of milk.
2 of them already. Bacon and Brews Fest. Bacon. Bacon can take... Everything's bacon.
Oh, yeah. You put bacon on it. Folks are coming. This is a partnership with the Racine Journal-Times, and they're actually doing their first bacon fest out at the Walworth County Fairgrounds this weekend. But this is the first time that they're bringing a similar event to Festival Park. So it's September 6th and 7th. So it's all things bacon, bacon-oriented, you know, food selections, liquor, drinks, you know, live music. It's just going to be a fantastic thing. And it also coordinates with the 15th annual Bacon in 5 Kegs run that will originate from Festival Park.
Jim Gaffigan does a whole thing on bacon. He said, everything's better in bacon. Bibbidi-boppity bacon.
That's true.
Yeah. He said, you know those little chestnuts? Nobody would ever eat those if they didn't wrap them in bacon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Would I eat water chestnuts without bacon? Heck no.
Nobody would. That's why they wrap it in bibbidi-boppity bacon.
I don't even like them in my Chinese food.
You know, we got those big cartons, big packages of crunched up bacon, real bacon, but they crunch it up. I put it on everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Never can go wrong with bibbidi-boppity bacon. Stand down. That's a military term.
Stand down is a fantastic event that benefits you know, all the veterans. It's open to the public, and there will have multiple vendors that will come through. That's on September 13th at Festival Hall, and it's really just a veteran service thing. So veterans can come through, get assistance with you know, figuring out some of their benefits, job placement, you know, any type of veteran services that veterans would need is available during stand down. So that's a great collaboration with the Racine County Veterans Services.
And finally, for now, Party on the Pavement.
Party on the Pavement coming up in September. That is a long-held Racine tradition that, you know, weather seems to always be good for Party on the Pavement. So that's something that the DRC closes down Main Street for just a big festival. And then we will also have a run called Pound the Pavement that will leave from Festival Park also the morning of that.
We had a guy working here once when they first did Party on the Pavement the first time. He said, I don't understand this. So they built this beautiful new concrete road downtown. Mm-hmm. They spend months with dust and closing down businesses. Yeah. And They built this beautiful, and the first thing they're going to do is shut it down to traffic. Nobody can drive on it. Yep. He said, I don't understand that. You think of the celebration would be cars driving on it, sure. not walking on it.
Yeah.
Party on the pavement. All right, so if somebody wants to get a list of the events that we just talked about, where can they go?
Go to festivalpark.com and go to the events page. You hit the drop down, and you'll see the list of all the events. You could buy tickets if it's a ticketed event and then see all the lineup of all the different activities, different band lineups, things of that nature. If I could just mention Hot Harbor Nights, every Thursday night throughout the summer here, we will be there tonight with a great band called Velvet Stiletto that is hosted by the Racine Hog Chapter, and then come out and all the proceeds from the concessions go to the Marine Detachment 346. So come on out. We'll have bike parking in the park. So no reason not to come down. The weather's going to be gorgeous, and we want to see all the bikers down there.
It's going to be nice, so you can relax.
Yeah. Yeah, this is when we don't have to sweat too much.
Very good. Kevin McDougal from 5K Events.
Thanks, Don.
I got to have you in throughout the summer because we got to be talking about all these,
yes,
right?
Sir.
We're going to have you back again and again and again. We're going to be talking about Harbor Fest specifically coming up in a few minutes. But right now, a quick reminder for our statewide Text to Win Scotty contest here at WRJN. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. Download the Civic Media app, look on the list of radio stations, click on WRJN, and text us the keyword ROAD, R-O-A-D, ROAD, R-O-A-D. You'll be in the running for some Brewer Club-level tickets, also the vacation getaways to the Dells and Door County. So download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN and text that keyword ROAD, R-O-A-D, and you'll be in the running for some great prizes from our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest from Civic Media and WRJN. But right now, got Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, sponsored daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul, in just 30 seconds.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. The history books have been telling you all your life that once upon a time, many centuries ago, on the Aegean island of Samos, there was a certain slave, and we are told that he was born in Phrygia, about 620 B.C., that he was brought to Athens as a boy, and there, the story goes, he was sold to a man named Ladmon, who took him thence to his island home. Now, Samos, just off the coast of Asia Minor, is a small but prestigious piece of real estate, remembered down through the ages as birthplace of the mathematician Pythagoras, home of the poet Anacreon, dominion of the infamous conqueror Polycrates. But students for more than 2,000 years have recalled and revered the island of Samos because there resided this humble slave whose master quickly learned of the lad's gift for storytelling and whose freedom was thereby eventually granted. Further, we are told, the former slave traveled far and wide, reciting his charming tales wherever he went. He even spent a wonderful while in Lydia, in the court of Croesus, as the king's advisor. And what happened after that, very little is recorded. Some say the one-time slave of Ladmon of Samos lived an adventurous life and died at Delphi. Of course, you know the spellbinding storyteller of long ago by the solitary name for which he is world-renowned, Aesop. You've heard of Aesop's fables all your life, but this is the rest of the story. Now, history is no better, no worse, no more reliable, no less than the historian who records it. And so it is because rest of the story stories must be based on historical consensus. We investigate all of the original sources from which the details of Aesop's life have been derived. And what we've learned in the process is most intriguing. The earliest recorded mention of Aesop anywhere was inscribed a century after he was presumed to have died. Herodotus is the reporter of fact in this case. And while he refers to Aesop as a slave, he presents posterity with scant information otherwise. The first known collection of Aesop's stories was produced fully 100 years after that. The compiler was one Demetrius Valerius. Not one syllable from that early anthology has survived. Now more centuries pass. Plutarch, in the first century A.D., embellishes Aesop's still vacuous biography with an allusion to his tenure in the court of Croesus. It's only thereafter that the tales with which we are now so familiar begin to surface in manuscript form. By the Renaissance, scholars are presented with so many different versions of Aesop's life experiences that they begin to conclude the one fact with which most serious scholars are now prepared to agree. In all probability, Aesop the storyteller never existed at all. Never existed at all. That he was merely an invented name, an imaginary author, to whom a wealth of ancient folk wisdom, hand-me-down stories, were conveniently ascribed. Now, what all of this means is that the final, indeed the most remarkable of what we now call Aesop's fables, was Aesop himself. The man who never was. Now you know the rest of the story.
It's 7:30. Let's check our morning news now. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's another day of what's called unhealthy air quality. Wildfire smoke from Canada is expected to linger through midday today. Health officials warn that people with asthma, heart conditions, and children should stay indoors or limit time outside. The smoke is coming from massive wildfires in Canada. The air quality maps show parts of eastern and southern Wisconsin as having some of the worst air conditions among areas tested across the globe. A 26-year-old Waukegan woman who works at a Kenosha daycare has been arrested on child abuse charges. Police say a mother discovered bruises on her 2-year-old son in April with an arrest of the worker earlier this week. She's got an initial court appearance scheduled for later this week. Dog lovers in the area can help with a shelter crisis while finding a new best friend. The Wisconsin Humane Society has cut adoption fees through next Wednesday. The shelters in Racine, Kenosha, and around the state are part of a statewide capacity crisis. Foster families are also needed to provide temporary homes. In those cases, the Humane Society provides all necessary supplies and support. And a Racine-based veterans group will benefit from tonight's events in downtown Racine. Proceeds from the Hot Harbor Nights concert series at Festival Park will go to the Marine Detachment 346. The Racine County Hog Chapter is hosting the show. Parking is available at the South Gate off 5th. Music starts at 5:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Buying Local's taking on a whole new flair in the Chicago metropolitan area. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Chicago's well known for its beaches and urban parks, and the Chicago Park District says they want to do even more to source their fuels locally. They are the third largest city, and according to Michael Dimitrov, the manager of the art initiatives with Chicago Parks, they want to source more of their diesel fuel from local farms.
We have heavy Class 8 trucks. We've got 4 refuse trucks and 3 cab over forestry trucks. And so these are trucks that idle a lot. They need power, right, to run all their systems. You're putting a man in a, or a woman in a bucket to cut trees. You got to know the equipment's going to work. It's sitting at a stop, and it's running, and it's using power to run hydraulics. So you want to have the combustibility, you want to have the dependability, and you want to make sure it's running.
That's Michael Dimitrioff. He is the manager of art initiatives with the Chicago Park System. He says he wants to see the city of Chicago use more biodiesel across its fleets. He said right now they are very comfortable using B100 or 100% biodiesel. They've got an 86% reduction in carbon emissions because of it, and he estimates they've saved people around $67,000 in health care costs by improving air quality. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Thursday morning. A little bit mixed. Numbers are next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Veltima fungicide outyields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
This morning, the July corn's up 3, December new crop up 2 at 4.46. July beans are down a penny, November beans down a penny at 10.24, and July wheat up 4 right now at 5.47 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand going into a Thursday trade session. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at FishOnMarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly to mostly cloudy by a little later this afternoon. Our high today 67 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight mostly cloudy 54. Tomorrow mostly cloudy 65. Saturday partly cloudy with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
I haven't been a degenerate all of my life. I did temp for a while. My official job title was, "Hey, you!" But as a temp, I learned how to get out of doing any task, which is you just act stupid because they can't get mad at you for being stupid. Oh, you want me to make 10 copies of this? All right, no problem. You want that in pen or in pencil? No, really, it's okay. Okay.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN, and once again, we're doing our SCANI statewide Civic Media Text to Win contest this hour, and all you have to do is download the Civic Media app, and when you do that, you'll see a list of radio stations on there. And by the way, go to the App Store, wherever you get your app. It takes 3 seconds to download. Look for the list of radio stations there. You'll find WRJN. Click on it and text the keyword ROAD, R-O-A-D, ROAD, R-O-A-D. Make sure you text that keyword. You'll be in the running for a couple of Brewer Club level seats. And also, if you don't win that, it doesn't matter. Win or lose, you're also in the running for a complete vacation getaway to Door County or also the Dells. So get that in right now. It's our statewide text to win contest from Civic Media and WRJN. Again, download the app, look for WRJN, click on that, and you're all set. Just text that keyword ROAD. It's only this hour until 8 o'clock, and at 11, 2, and 4, we have different keywords for you. But download the Civic Media app so at least you have it, all right? We're talking Harborfest now. You guys are going to get a little closer to that microphone there. I'm going to hear every word you have to say. We have Gary Succo and Jeff Marsh from Harborfest here. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty, and it's opening up on Friday the 13th. That good or bad luck for you guys?
I think it's going to be good luck.
It's going to be awesome.
You're going to be a little closer. Okay, good. This is the Harbor Fest, for people don't know the history of. When I first moved to Racine, Harbor Fest was there. Then it wasn't there for a while. Now it's back again. This is the first year it's back, right?
That is correct.
And so what is Harbor Fest for people trying to get a handle on this?
Well, it's a what I would almost refer to as a mini summer fest. Music, food, a lot of friendships. Everybody can come down, enjoy Friday from 3 to 11, Saturday noon till 11, and enjoy the. We have some great entertainment that Jeff's going to talk about, and we have the food trucks down there, and it's going
to
be
the newest thing. Just have food trucks. That way you don't have to do anything.
Yeah,
just pull up the food trucks and they take care of everything. That just takes away a lot of the anxiety of making sure everything's ready. Just pull up the food trucks.
Oh, absolutely. Logistically, it's perfect. They don't need to, set up all this equipment.
They don't even need electricity.
Well, they have generators on board, so
right.
To your point.
Yeah, yes. So they don't even need to have a plug in the wall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many are you going to have?
We're going to have about 7.
Okay.
Yep.
And in addition, we're going to have Charcoal Grill there, which Jeff is the owner of the Charcoal Grill restaurants, and they will be there as well.
My favorite charcoal grill, the ribs.
Great ribs.
You guys have the best ribs. You know, I was in Kansas City once, and we went to this rib place, and it is, I'm trying to remember, a very famous sauce, and I can't remember the barbecue sauce. It was the worst ribs I ever had in my life. It was just awful. And they own the brand of, I can't think of the barbecue sauce off the top of my head here. And I said, oh, we got to go there. Kansas City ribs. I mean, this is the worst.
Yeah.
And I told them, they said, and I even said to them, back where I have, we have charcoal grill. Those are the best ribs. They just fall right off the bone. They're good. And I love them. And so, yeah, excellent.
Yeah, Kansas City ribs have a little tug to them.
Yeah, but this wasn't a tug. This was just bad.
Okay.
What is the barbecue sauce?
It's KC Masterpiece?
KC Masterpiece.
Okay. Yeah.
It was their restaurant.
Okay.
It was the original restaurant, and I was so disappointed. I could have just stayed in Racine and had my ribs.
Yeah, we use Sweet Baby Ray's. I've been using Sweet Baby Ray's for
almost
30 years.
Yeah, Sweet Baby Ray's is good.
Good stuff.
Yeah. All right, so talk about the food now that I'm starving to death.
Yeah, so go through the restaurants that we're going to have. Starting, off, we got Pico's, great Mexican food, Smoky Boys Barbecue. They're going to be doing ribs and brisket and other
brisket.
Things.
Brisket. That's my newest thing now, brisket.
Brisket's great.
Everybody's offering brisket now. I love it.
Yeah.
And Pico's, I go to the 3 Mile Road one. I always have Pico's over there. Great food.
Great food. And then we have, obviously, Charcoal Grill. We have the Pizza Guy serving pizza, Kipper's Dippers. It's a dessert, fruit snacks, and coffee. Shiver Shack, shaved ice, lemon ice. Z's Table, which is Asian food, and Bluesy Box, which is a kind of a Chicago-style brats, dogs, Italians, beef, and Euros.
Where do they park?
They're going to be on the west side of the grounds.
So they're going to be inside the grounds?
Inside the grounds.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if they're going to be outside or whatever. So give us a lowdown on the cost, parking, all that kind of stuff.
Well, general admission tickets at the door are $10, but you can buy them online right now for $8 in advance. And once you get inside the park, you'll pay individually at each food truck or at the pizza or at the charcoal grill. You'll
cash?
Pay. We will take cash, credit, or debit.
Okay, but
Now the food truck guys, that would be individually whether they accept the credit or not. But the ticket booths, which is going to be for all your beverages, that's going to be cash, credit, or debit. And the way that's going to work is it's a $7 to get one ticket. The one ticket will either get you a 16-ounce beer, like a Coors Light and Miller Light, or a 12-ounce craft beer, or a seltzer, 12-ounce. And if you prefer soda and water, you would get two of those for the $7 ticket price. So we think it's very reasonable. We wanted to make this affordable for everybody and really have a big turnout this first year. So we think we're doing it right.
See, I use cash when I go to these places. I was at the post office the other day, a couple of days ago. I went to buy a book of stamps, and she said, oh, no, we don't take cash at this window. The post office doesn't take cash? How does that happen? No, you have to go to that window down there, the one with the long line. And who doesn't take cash at the post office? What was that about?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyway, so good, because cash is king in my house.
Yeah, I used to kid everybody saying, you know, years ago, do you still take cash? And they'd all laugh, of course. But now it's true. A lot of places don't.
So give us some of the music.
All right, music lineup. Starting off Friday, June 13th at 4 p.m., we have the Garden of Eden. They're a Nashville classic rock act. Zeppelin, Eagles, all your good classic rock. And that's on the Miller Lite stage. And then after that, we have Feels Like the First Time, a Foreigner tribute band from 8 to 11.
Jukebox Hero.
There you go. and then the Charcoal Grill stage, from 3:30 to 6:30, we have the Stephen Hall Experience, local blues. And from 7:30 to 10:30, we have In the Sticks, which is not a Sticks tribute band. It is a modern country band.
Okay.
And then moving on to Saturday, June 14th, the Coors Light Stage, we have the Sociables from 4 to 7. It's a classic rock band. And then we have the big country act, Bella Kane, from 8 p.m. to 11.
They've got some huge following.
They have a huge following.
Man.
We were fortunate to get them.
I remember the first time I never heard of them, it was several years ago, and I was working at the radio station, not here, and they said, we got Bella Kane. I said, yes, so. You don't know Bella Kane? And everybody in the station, when they found out, was going crazy. And now I found out, wow, they're one of the hottest acts around.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. They do a great job.
Jeff has a nice relationship with the bands because he also owns Nashville North up in Milwaukee. They book a lot of bands. So because of his relationship with these bands, we were able to get some nice talent this year.
Yeah.
And, of course, Bella Kane is the headliner on the Coors Light flagship stage on Saturday. And that is, we're expecting huge crowds. We're going to keep our fingers crossed for good weather, please.
I want to hear my story about booking bands. This is way back in the 70s. Then we got to take a quick break. I worked at a radio company called Susquehanna Broadcasting at the time, and they owned stations all over the country. And in Ohio, they booked, they rented an arena. And the arena for rock bands wasn't that big at the time. It was a new concept. And they booked Sly and the Family Stone as the main act. And they sold all the seats. Everybody was going to make their money. Come concert night, the opening act played. No Sly and the Family Stone. They never showed up. And Sylvester Stone, Sly Stone, he was known for not showing up at events. And when I found out, I said, how did you ever book this act? You know he's got a bad reputation. And they had to give everybody their money back. And they sued Sylvester, I think his name was... Sylvester Stone. I'm trying to think of the Sly Stone. Anyway, so they sued him, and they banned all his records from the radio stations. At the time, he had the number one song, Family Affair. And I said, we're not going to play it. Never on these stations. And we didn't while I was there.
Oh, wow.
So it's tough booking act. Now, I think they're a little more business savvy.
They are.
But back during the Sly Stone days, wow. Imagine booking that guy, and the arena's filled, and he doesn't show up. Yeah. But these guys will show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I finish, or do you have to go to a break?
Oh, finish.
So then on the Charcoal Grill stage, and this is Saturday, June 14th, starting at noon, we have Stone Theory, original rock, and it's a local band. Moving on from 3:30 to 6:30, Weird Science, 80s party band. They're also local. And then a heart-to-heart breaker starts at 7:30 to 10:30. It's a Heart and Pat Benatar tribute band.
Every time I hear Heartbreaker, I think of that episode on Seinfeld. You watch Seinfeld? When George Steinbrenner is waiting for George. George is sleeping under his desk, and he hears this, like, Heartbreaker, Heartbreaker. It's a Heartbreaker. George Steinbeck, Heartbreaker, Heartbreaker. I like that song, Heartbreaker. Anyway, we're talking to Gary Succo and Jeff Marsh from Harbor Fest. More coming up in a moment. Just a quick reminder, you have just a couple of more minutes for our statewide text to win contest. It's our Scotty Summer Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app. Do it right now, and you'll have it for the entire run of the contest. It lasts 2 weeks, and you can every time you can download the keyword every time we do it at weekdays at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. And once you download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN on the list of Civic Media stations. Click on it, and you text the keyword ROAD this hour only, R-O-A-D, ROAD. Text that keyword. Do it now. You have until 8 o'clock. And then you got to stop and wait until 11 o'clock again to enter. And we're playing for a pair of Brewer Club level seats. And if you don't even know, you know, win them, you're in the running for the vacation getaways to the Dells and Door County.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Master Vapist Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront June 13th and 14th. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouth-watering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. Then on Saturday, it's high-octane country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party June 13th and 14th. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
He's coming. Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for a new one out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We're talking about what you just heard about, Harbor Fest. Jeff March and Gary Succo are here, and we're talking about all the music, the food, and we were talking about those ribs before at Charcoal Grill. Now I'm starving because I didn't eat breakfast yet. I just run out of the house in the morning, and by the time I get home, I'm ravenous, and I'm not having ribs when I get home. I got news for you. Okay, so let's talk about you need volunteers. How does this work?
Yeah, right now we have a nice lineup of a lot of people did volunteer for the event, which we need. But we still need some more. We're down to about less than 12, less than a dozen. And it's mostly the 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday night. So if you're interested, please go to RacineHarborFest.com. There's an area to fill out to contact us. I'm Gary. I'll be the one to get back with you. I'll email you immediately with the information. And we'd love to have you. So please, we need a few more.
What do you want them to do when they get there?
Well, as far as the volunteers, There's different shifts available. We have the beverage servers are now filled, but we have ID check table. We have the ticket booths where people buy those tickets to purchase beverages. So there's different areas. We are going to have a little orientation at 4 o'clock on Wednesday and 4 o'clock on Thursday, but you do not have to be there. If you want to come those days, you come, you check in. Hey, I'm here. I'm ready to volunteer. You get the Harborfest official Harborfest volunteer T-shirt.
Oh.
And we'll explain all of that. We have a special parking area for the VIP people. So
it gets better and better.
Yeah. And they'll get a drink ticket and things of that sort. But if not, you just show up for your shift and we'll be able to guide you to where you start at the volunteer check-in table. We're here. They'll guide you to where you have to show up to start your shift. And there's going to be other people. You're not by yourself on any of those shifts. So somebody else there will probably already have been trained, and we can say, hey, this is what you have to do. But it's also easy. The beverage, you just grab a ticket and give them a beer.
Yeah, and they're short shifts, too. So they can enjoy the music before or after.
I want to do the ID check table because I want to... You talk about for drinking purposes?
Yes.
Okay. I want to look at them, give them the evil eye. And they say, you say you're 21. I don't buy that gray hair. No, I don't buy it at all. I want to see more proof. I want to see your birth certificate. I want to see three witnesses you grew up with. I want to know all this information. And then you trick them. What year were you born? And they tell you the year. How old are you? that's what I want.
Or even their address.
Yeah, I see all that stuff on YouTube on the police videos. I want to do that. I want to do that job.
But get out. Everybody's going to, if you want to purchase alcohol beverages, you get a wristband. And that way the people serving don't have to worry about serving to an underage person. But getting back also, Don, to the tickets, we also have some VIP tickets still available. Those are $75. And what that is gets you admission to the event, gets you into the VIP room. The VIP room, you'll have a wristband. You get four beverages of your choice. We're going to have alcohol in there as well. You have a patio area right outside the VIP. But then in addition, there's going to be about a third of the stage on both stages that are roped off for front row viewing. So if you really want to see Bella Kane up close, get a VIP ticket. And besides, and there's also going to be food in the VIP lounge, and that's brought to us by Educators Credit Union. So besides the food and beverage there, you can have a front row seat to see the acts.
Whoa, backstage.
And there'll be charcoal grill ribs in the VIP room.
Oh, will there really?
Absolutely.
All right, well, I will volunteer. But I want to be the ID checker. I want to give them the eye, you know, give one of these, like, I don't believe a word you're saying. Yes, but I brought my grandchildren with me. I don't care. You don't look 21. I want to do it. Okay, so and people just tuning in right now, let's do a quick recap for them because they're saying, what are they talking about? Harbor Fest coming up on the 13th and 14th, right? 13th and 14th, Friday the 13th. Any problems with that date, by the way, or is that just?
Not for me. It's going to be great.
Right. I think it's going to be good luck.
Okay, I think so, too. Okay, so Harbor Fest coming to Festival Park. It hasn't been there for years. Now it's coming back with a vengeance, and you've got some great music acts. How many food trucks again?
Seven.
Seven food trucks, all different types of food. I love food trucks. Of every type of food, and so you just eat. You enjoy some great music on the grounds. Tickets are $10. You can't even give it to the movies for $10 anymore. $10, you got the whole evening ahead of you, and $75 gets you the complete VIP treatment, the VIP treatment, which is kind of nice. And you need volunteers. How many do you need left?
We're down to 10 or 12.
Now, how do they contact you?
RacineHarborFest.com, and there's a spot on there to volunteer, and it sends an email to us, the original three founders of this, bringing this event back, besides myself, Jeff, and Mark Wittenberg.
Like the founding fathers.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's good. I got a question for you here. Now, I asked this of Kevin McDougal when he was here, and I'll ask you this question too, only because it's an interesting question, and I don't know how to answer it myself. I assume you guys went to high school, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, you can't. Not everybody went to high school. You know, my father left high school, you know, to go into the war during World War II, so he never graduated high school because Pearl Harbor, and he went to go war. Okay, if you had to go back and do high school all over again, would you do it? In this poll, thousands of Americans were asked. The majority, 55%, said yes, they'd do it again, but they would do things differently. 55% aren't sure. 40% said no way, once was enough. Would you go back to high school? Now, the question is, would you go back with the knowledge you have today, or would you go back with the knowledge you had then? If you had the knowledge then, you probably wouldn't do anything different because you're, you know, if you were stupid in high school, you're going to be stupid again going back. So if you went back with the knowledge you had today, would you go back to high school and do things differently?
I would absolutely go back, and I enjoyed my high school experience, and I wouldn't change a thing.
You wouldn't ask that girl to the prom? And
I had a great experience in high school, so I'm not changing a thing.
I'm with you, Jeff. I had the exact same thing, and this year, because I was class of 75, 1975, is our 50th reunion is this year. So it'll be interesting to see how we, I missed the last couple. I was out of town, but see how we all look 50 years later.
I graduated in 72. We had ours a couple of years ago, our 50th anniversary. And I looked at it. I said, where's the class reunion? This is a senior citizen's home. where are the people here? I told Kevin, what I would do is, if I went back with the knowledge today, I go to my science teacher and I say, listen, I got this invention. It's this little thing here. It's called a phone. And he said, that can't be. I said, this is a phone. This is the future. Let's invest in this now. Let's do it now. I've got a great name for the company. I don't know. We can call it iPhone.
There you go.
Let's invest in this now. That's what I would do.
That's a good point.
That's a great point.
But you couldn't do that because, as Michael J. Fox proved in Back to the Future, you can't screw around with the past. Do you remember the movie?
Absolutely.
His parents were geeks and dweebs, and he went back after he screwed around. His parents were now the coolest people in town. You can't mess with the past. But I don't know. I had a great time in high school. I would probably dress differently and get a different haircut. That's about it. And other than that, I had a good time in high school.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, guys, Harborfest is coming up. I want to thank Gary Succo and Jeff Marsh. It's going to be great. You're going to have great weather. It's Friday the 13th. Who cares? And you're going to have lots of people down there. Got to get the word out about Harborfest. It's back for two great days, great music, great food, and all your friends are going to be there. You have a great time talking to them, and you're right there on the lake. Isn't that? It's just be right. Yes,
can't
we are so
better.
Fortunate here in Racine to have a lake here like that. I mean, all these events right there at Festival Park.
Well, we're excited for the event. And, Don, thank you for having us on today.
Oh, yeah.
And we're hoping to have a big turnout.
I'll see you there. I'm going to be there on Saturday the 14th. We're going to be giving away some prizes and everything. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. 8 o'clock on the nose. Let's do the news here. Are you ready?